أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية. As explained yesterday, the scales of the day of Akhirah on the day of Qiyamah will be different scales that will measure the quality of things, and that is the imani qualities. And the first thing that will be required is iman. If iman is correct, a person will be successful, whether immediately on that day or eventually. But if iman is not correct, then everything will be lost. And today we find ourselves in such a time that we have to be very careful of our iman, as mentioned about the schooling, Darwin's theory of evolution, etc., which our children are taught and we taught, and which is embedded in them. Though they carry on making namaz, everything, but yet that belief is in their heart, and it is very important for us as parents that we have to be worried about that and eradicate it. And how many cases also I reported of children who go to Christian schools, missionary schools. A little child, he picks up his hand before eating, and the father asks him, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm asking Lord Jesus for food." These type of things are very unfortunately becoming more common, and it is just being swept under the carpet. And as Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah ali says, if you sell your akhirat for your dunya, you lose both. That is, if you don't worry about your akhirat and just worry about dunya's education, dunya that good income, everything of the best in this dunya, then you lose both. Dunya also you lose, and you lose your akhirat. And if you sell your dunya for akhirat's sake, then you gain both. Allah makes your dunya also, and Allah makes your akhirat also. But if we just want this dunya, then we will lose, unfortunately, everything. And this iman is such an important thing. It was a common habit of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most of his dua, walking, sitting, getting up, Ya muqallib al-qulub, sabbit qalbi ala deeni. Oh, you who are the changer of hearts, that hearts can change at any time, you keep my heart firm on your deen. And when Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should make this dua so much, where he was guaranteed, there was no doubt of anything, of he was perfect in the eyes of Allah. But he had so much fear. What little bit fear have we got? What guarantees have we got? And what fear have we got that we are going to be all right? We have to be very, very concerned of our iman, and then of ikhlas also. Without ikhlas also, amal are just destroyed. And also, sometimes we do amal with ikhlas also. But shaitan is such an enemy of ours, so shrewd and cunning, that though we did it that time, we managed to do it, he comes later, and then he spoils that whole amal again. Like a person who went for 2-3 Hajj, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, right? And then when a visitor came, he told his son or the worker, bring the zamzam of my third Hajj and give this person. In that one sentence, he made it known that I'm a triple Haji. And he wanted to show it off that I'm a triple Haji. So Hajj, and in those days, Hajj was very difficult. But in one sentence, he destroyed his three Hajj. Or like a person gets up for tahajjud and he wants to make it known. So he speaks to his friends, today I'm feeling very groggy, very tired. I got up very early for tahajjud today. Or something like that. So in that way also we destroy our actions. Also, when we don't fulfill the rights of fellow people, and the actions are accepted, then these actions will be going away to those people. They won't remain by us. So that also we have to be very careful. There are many things of this that we have to be concerned. However, Allah Ta'ala says, "Who finally, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ." So jiske bhari huye tole, though that person who's this pen of good deeds that became was heavy, then that person for who fi ishati radiya to wo rahega amante guzaran mein, then he will live forever in great pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. We cannot imagine what that enjoyment and that pleasure is that Allah Ta'ala will grant in Jannah. And we will also realize there that this dunya's life was hardly a minute or two. It was just a little while that we had to control ourselves. That eternal, forever life that will be there. And what we have lost out, just because of that little pleasure for that few minutes, hardly a minute or so. It will be just like a little while a person will understand. And that will be such enjoyment that will please that person completely. The food that will be there, the all the namats, the gardens that will be there, the fruit that will be there, the hurul ain that will be there, and the greatest, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah will be pleased with a person. And for this, we have come in this world to strive for there. As somebody has said it beautifully, we have not come to live in this world, but we have come to die in this world. And we have come to learn how to die. If a person dies properly, then everything of his is made. And if unfortunately his death is not right, then unfortunately everything is destroyed and we are weak, extremely weak, and we have only one recourse, and that is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And only by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala will a person be successful and go into Jannah. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked him, not you also, O Nabi of Allah? He said, not me also. A person, nobody can make Allah's ibadat as it is to be made. Nobody can stay away from Allah's disobedience as we are commanded to. And there is only one way that we have continuous hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah enshrouds us in His mercy and thereby we enter into Jannah, and this eternal enjoyment that is there, which is summed up very beautifully, La aynun ra'at, which no eye has ever seen such enjoyment in Jannah. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ, and no ear has ever heard. وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرْ, and no body could ever imagine of it also. No thought can go towards there. He can't ever dream also of the ni'mats of Jannah. Such ni'mats Allah has made, and that a person will be permanently there. There will be such health that there is no ill health. Such food that you never will you experience hunger. Such drink that no thirst will come to a person. Such the hurul ain, that complete satisfaction for a person all the time. So for that, this little while of this dunya, may Allah give us all. We are all desperately in need of Allah's mercy, and that we be very concerned, especially about our iman also. Today, with everything going around all the time, a person, as it comes in the hadith, a time will come, a person will be a mu'min in the morning, by the evening he'll have lost his iman. Or at night he will be a mu'min, and by the morning he will be he will have lost his iman. A person could have wondered that at night you sleep, how can you lose your iman? But today we see, with the internet and with the phone, people hardly sleep. They are busy all the time, and people are sufficing with very little sleep all the time. They are just busy with all this dunya, earning the dunya and worried about dunya and the pleasures of this dunya, that they don't even sleep. And in this way, with the phone, etc., we don't know when we lose our iman also, though it is at night even. May Allah bless us, keep us with our iman, and take us all with iman.